This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Texas people say at least 220 people have been rescued from flooded homes and vehicles because of rising rivers near Houston. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo telling CNN no deaths or serious injuries have been reported. Senate Majority Leader from New York Chuck Schumer is announcing $400 million in funding to help boost security and safety measures at synagogues, mosques, and churches. The move comes on the heel of bomb threats at numerous synagogues in New York over the weekend. Senator Schumer speaking about the new law.
It allows you to put in cameras so you can detect who might do something to your synagogue. Fences, strong windows, and 2 years ago we modified it so you can actually hire personnel.
The move comes as anti-Israel protests continue at college campuses nationwide. Well over 2,000 people have been arrested in recent weeks as the protests have sometimes led to violent confrontations between agitators and police in riot gear. While President Biden has condemned the protests, he has received backlash from both sides of the aisle for his handling of the demonstrations as well. Pennsylvania Democratic Senator John Fetterman joined CBS and talks about the criticism President Biden has received.
It's perfectly normal if you don't agree with the president on this issue or many other issues. But it's very strange that when we have this incredible, important election right in front of us, we're about 6 months ago, and it's really two stark choices.
Gas prices have fallen over the past few weeks. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg, publisher of the Lundberg Survey, tells us how much.
We have the first gasoline price drop of the year as of now. It's a 2 cent decline to $3.75 per gallon for regular grade. This after 15 weeks of surging prices, which rose 59 cents from the start of the year.
This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
A Jewish organization is out with new numbers on anti-Semitic attacks here in the United States as a Jewish-owned bakery in Atlanta, Georgia, targeted multiple times and vandalized. USA's Laura Winters reports.
As pro-Palestinian protests rage on college campuses across the country, the ADL, Anti-Defamation League, reporting a 360% spike in anti-Semitic attacks since the October 7th Hamas terrorist attack in Israel. Now, the latest anti-Semitic attack in Atlanta, where a Jewish-owned bakery shop on the campus of Emory University targeted, the store vandalized, and the owner of Ali's Cookies, a woman named Nofar Shadlis, telling Fox News that a caller threatened to come and burn us. The shop also receiving an email stating, "Your store is going down unless you will stop supporting a country that murders, tortures, and commits a genocide." Police investigating.
A section of I-95 in Norwalk, Connecticut is fully reopened to traffic after a fiery crash closed the road last week. Workers demolishing an overpass that was damaged early Thursday when a car that was merging onto I-95 struck a gasoline tanker that was parked beneath it. Attention now turns to replacing the overpass, which officials say designs should be complete within the next few weeks. And no word of Kentucky Derby winner Mystic Dan will run in the Preakness Stakes, set for 2 weeks in Baltimore. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. Glad you could stop by. We've got Scott Powell going to be with us in a moment. He's the author, member of the Committee on the Present Danger of China, and senior fellow at Discovery Institute. And, you know, what we're going to talk about is something he's written that, boy, I'll tell you, it is so spot on. You know, that everyone can see the deteriorating state and of governability and order in the United States. A good starting point for understanding this disarray can be found in the wisdom of Reformation leader John Calvin, who said quite plainly, when God wants to judge a nation, he gives them wicked rulers. You know, Scott Powell, when you look over the history of man, this has been the recurring theme, has it not? And usually after you get hit with a series of wicked rulers, then you see the demise of these nations that, you know, on average, I think when you look back historically, around 250 years, and what are we, 2-3 years away from that expiration date, right?
That is true, Bill. But there's never been a nation like America. Mm-hmm. Never in the human history. And let me explain why. First of all, before Christ, there were, you know, people lived under the old law, the Old Testament law. They had no higher understanding of what, you know, God's way of life is. With Jesus Christ came an amazing, you know, explosion of recognizing that we have God-given rights, and mm-hmm. one of those primary rights is to be free, to be creative, to, you know, to pursue our unique talents as God created us, and to form families, to multiply, mm-hmm. to be right. fruitful and multiple. All those things came out of Christianity, and the birth of our country, all the colonies, the original 13 colonies, were all Christian colonies. And before we won the War of Independence, those colonies all were sewn together, knitted together, if you will, by the Great Awakening. George right. Whitfield, Jonathan mm-hmm. Edwards had a powerful influence. So God's hand was at work in the birth of our country. The Declaration of Independence mentions God 4 times. No other governmental document has done that prior to that. God was mm-hmm. sort of excluded from thinking about governing. It was all about mm-hmm. secular political power and arranging it, whereas we started out with we the people have God-given rights. And they are articulated in, you know, in the Bill of Rights, for instance. Mm-hmm. And this is the foundation of America. Never before was a country born as we were. And God's hand has been in America ever since. At every critical time, God's hand was in America because America was full of godly people. Not mm-hmm. perfect people. They are all sinners. God only has sinners to work through, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's all he
exactly.
has. So, well,
and,
right. So anyway, I just want to, you know, remind the audience that America is unique because of its heritage, its creation by God. Godly people formed America, Declaration of Independence, the Constitutional Convention. It's a remarkable history. And then we had to go through struggles, one of which was, of course, abolition of slavery. That was, that could not be accomplished at the time of the writing of the Constitution, but the Constitution established that slave trade would end by 1808. And we were the first nation in the world to codify the ending of slave trade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but just like the ending of slave trade, I mean, we're dealing with humanoids, and it took time, it took a process. And as you cite, Scott, I mean, here's all the signs, the miracles, that are endless in the founding of this great American idea. And I believe a covenant relationship that God entered into with the Pilgrims and with the early founding fathers and discoverers of this great opportunity, an answer to prayer. And this is what it is. And most of the people at the time, not everybody, because not everyone was a Christian. If that was the case, then we didn't need the revival, the great revival, the great awakening that took place. But, you know, people began to realize, okay, there's something about this God covenant that's going on. There's something about this Constitution that is working, you know, for everybody. And we are, you know, as Whitfield said, we're that shining light on a hill to other nations. And, of course, you got to imagine the rest of the kings, czars, and leaders around the world were freaking out because the last thing they wanted to do was have a revolt and the people saying, hey, look, it's not about the king anymore. We are the king. And we're going to turn the org chart upside down just like America did, right? And so
very well said, Bill. You're absolutely right. So America was celebrated on the one hand by freedom-loving people, but it was feared on the other hand that it would that its influence would bring about revolution and coup d'etats against tyrannical leaders. And so it's been. But now we're dealing with America. And so I wrote this article to sort of for the purpose of really encouraging people to be more engaged. The key areas are that we need are protecting our elections against vote fraud, ensuring that they take place. We may, you know, there may be turmoil by the time we get to November where they'll say, well, there's too much turmoil, national security issues, whatever reason, we will defer the election this year.
Could you imagine?
Well, no, I think it's a possibility.
I know, but I mean, let's make it real and say that happens. I mean, all hell's going to break loose. Because the people, at least 50% of the country, will look at it as, there they go, they're at it again.
Well, and this is the last straw, really. I mean, at some point, you know, look, American people have been baited into more confrontation, more division. They want to see riots. They would like to see a civil war break out. And, yeah, we can see Barack Obama being very prescient in his support for this movie that has been or is going to be released called Civil War, picturing a civil war in America, just so you know it's coming, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, no, it's not coming if we contain ourselves and we keep doing the things that we have been doing, which is educating the American people and growing the ranks of people who are very committed to saving America.
Right.
So
as you say, the condition of America is such the State of the Union. College campuses are a reflection of the leadership of our country right now.
Yes.
So when you have this kind of discontent to this level, the only way, I mean, these are bullies. And the only way you can contain a bully is you got to bully him back. And I know, you know, America may not enlarge in force have the stomach to bully a bully back, but that is the way, that's the way you win. And one way to do that is, as you say, is to make sure the vote is protected, that your discontent is measured by your vote in November to let those that have hijacked our government to let them know once and for all that this is unacceptable, and we're going to, by mandate, send in reformers to get control of our country once again. We've got to go to break. More from Scott after this.
The phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Penna, just the way you like to hear from us. Scott Powell continues with us, the author of Rediscovering America, member of the Committee on Present Danger China, and senior fellow at the Discovery Institute. Scott, where America is right now, sadly, it's down the road. I mean, what the left has done, what progressives have done, these Marxists, call them what you want, in terms of hijacking our country, we trusted them. And that was our fault. I mean, President Reagan told us it's okay to trust, but verify. We didn't verify very well. And it was a gradual inch by inch progression of control and power that was, obfuscated, or not obfuscated, but was commandeered by the left to the degree right now that their steely hands are so wrapped around the levers of our government that this is not going to be an easy battle. You know,
no.
I've been insisting, yes, okay, so, you bring Donald Trump back into the Oval Office. That's just 4 years. It's not going to be cleaned up in 4 years. This is why his vice president is so critical, I've been insisting, because we have to think in terms of 12 years, 4 plus 8. And because it's going to take, after all, you look at where we are right now, it's been 8 plus 4 right now. It was 8 years of Obama, 4 years of Biden. God forbid that we would have 8 years of O'Biden, because heaven help us, what he has done to deconstruct this Democratic Republic, to put us all at odds with one another and to be so contentious. I mean, he is.
And to flood us with illegal aliens that they want.
Exactly.
Voting. They've all been given benefits. So they're all. They all have an entitlement mentality toward the Democrat Party that brought them into the country. Of course. They're going to vote Democrat.
They're beholden. Exactly.
Yes.
And if that's not enough, you've got a backdoor plan being executed or being put into motion by the Biden administration to bring Hamas migrant refugees into our country.
Well, this is a clear indicator to everyone with any elementary understanding that this is a traitorous president that we have. And I'll just say this. I don't know if he has it in him to really understand what being a traitor is. He's a controlled asset, and I believe he's a controlled asset of the Chinese more than anyone else. And they want to see America destroyed internally. They don't want to send their missiles and troops here. They want to see this process of destruction, continue. What better way than to bring in a lot of Hamas and Palestinians? The Arabs, none of the Arab countries will take the Palestinians. They know wherever the Palestinians go, trouble follows.
Exactly.
They all know that.
Yeah. They were cheering on, the human abuse right there in front of them of Jewish people. Women had been raped. Body parts have been cut off, and they're kicking them down the dirt field like a soccer ball. How disgusting is that?
It just breaks my heart to even think about it.
I'll tell you what,
Bill.
These people need reprogramming. They need therapy that is, and Joe Biden is going to just bring them into the country without really any kind of vetting whatsoever.
Well, we're already overwhelmed with immigrants. We can't afford a contingency like the Palestinian and the Hamas people that are that need this reprogramming, as you say. Mm-hmm. We don't have the bandwidth to deal with this. And they all
or the budget.
That's why they're pushing this. That's why they're influencing Biden in such a way. He's not coming up with these ideas himself.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a cabal that goes back to Barack Obama. The fundamental transformation of our country. You say the Chinese, and I'm saying, well, where's Obama? I mean, if Obama was a moderate, a true moderate, he would be outspoken about these egregious, policies that have been thrust upon America and how it's damaged our country. He's silent, and he is, partnering, with Joe Biden because he sees this as, the third term of his reign.
Right.
So,
yes.
So don't think that, you can say, yes, he's captured. And I would say that Barack Obama has his hands on the strings of the Biden puppet administration, along with the Chinese and probably, some other globalists that are staying in the shadows right now, because you're exactly right. This is not what the presidency of the United States of America is supposed to look like or act.
No, we have really corrupted our political system and the agencies too. The agencies that are unelected. The reason that
of
they
course.
Are creating so many problems is that they're unaccountable. So, and Congress hasn't even had the will to defund any of these agencies that are you know, making problems for our country, that are not part of the solution. They're part of exacerbating existing problems.
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
We have intelligence agencies out of control, and yet we're building a new headquarters for the FBI. I'm sorry. Something's wrong with that picture.
And then you, after all the pomp and circumstance on the Beltway that you talk about regarding FISA, you renew FISA and you add more teeth to it after, you know, everybody's discussed about the abuse of the FISA, right? And, you know, and what does Congress do? They just roll over, you know, because part of the problem is they've got to offset what Joe Biden has done and the threats. And this is why, you know, as a shield, and, you know, Christopher Wray, got to hand it to him, smart guy, says, hey, look, we're on red alert. And so now I've warned you that we've got problems. Well, no kidding. You know, you got 7 million immigrants who have come into the country illegally, beholden to the cartels. We know that some are, you know, clearly they're on the terrorist watch list, regardless of what Mayorkas says. You know, just because they're on the terrorist list doesn't mean they're a terrorist. Oh, gosh.
We all know better than that.
Well, we should know. But unfortunately, yes. You see what happens. You've got some, you know, so many Democrats who are ideologically fixed that they accept that as an answer. Are you kidding me?
But there's a big defection going on. I mean, Donald Trump clearly has a wave of voters that are ready to vote for a reformed government. They want to see Trump bring in the reforms and the elimination of this corruption and a reset for our a proper reset, a constitutional reset.
There has got to be such a massive mandate, Scott, come November.
That's right.
I mean, it's not just Trump. Down line, and there's got to be Republicans who are voted into the office with a backbone.
It can happen, and that's why I wrote this article. And I say that regardless of previous party affiliation, citizens, that is, you listeners, need to get involved, get your friends involved. You need to act now to help save America. And getting involved, a good place to start is getting involved with ensuring local, state, and national election integrity, and then getting people out to vote. These are some of the best. These are simple things. You can't do them by yourself. You got to join organizations that are doing it. Volunteer a few hours of your time every week. Look, the founders of our country who fought for our liberty, they were willing to give everything, and they did give everything.
Right.
You know, to bring about the emancipation of slavery, we had the bloodiest war in our history. 640,000 people were killed in the Civil War.
Right.
It was horrendous. It was a price that you know,
for freedom
yes.
for all, Scott.
That's right.
For
and when that wasn't
yeah.
when it wasn't perfectly executed, God raised up Martin Luther King. We had a civil rights movement which consummated, you know, a vision of equality before the law, that people should be judged on the merit of their character, not the color of their skin. This is a God. He was a God. That was a godly message. And we have walked away from that message. Why? Because the left knows that message is the enemy of creating more conflict, racial conflict in our country, which is part of their integral plan to bring America down.
You end up blinding the slaves with entitlements. That's
right.
What they did.
Yes.
Bottom line. Exactly. Yeah. Well, Scott Powell, as always, we appreciate your time and great article, by the way. It's available where? Town Hall, you said?
Yeah, it's published in Town Hall.
Townhall.com.
Yeah, so to get started, let me just remind
you. Well, we're all over. We're all done. Okay. We're all done. Thank you, Scott.
I'm Phil Hotzenfeller, the pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. I have a new book out with Charisma Publishing. The title, It's Midnight in America. You know the church is asleep and slumbering in the night. We're on the doorstep of the return of Christ. Every day we see more and more signs of His return. But are you ready? My new book, It's Midnight in America, will answer the most pressing questions about biblical prophecy, the last days. The book will help you connect biblical prophecies with current events. Diminish fear, find hope, and develop an unshakable faith for the days ahead. The book is available on Amazon. Get your copy today.
Update. More than 200 people rescued in Harris County, Texas as rivers flood. Residents being rescued on airboats from their homes. New developments out of the Middle East where a deal to release Israeli hostages from Hamas captivity is still being negotiated in Egypt. Meanwhile, the Israeli cabinet voting to remove the Al Jazeera TV network from operating in Israel. Back here in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protesters interrupt the University of Michigan graduation ceremony. The demonstrators removed on Saturday. President Biden speaking at the White House saying students have a right to protest but not to break the law. Biden scheduled to speak at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. as Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, begins, a week of events planned to educate this generation as to the atrocities the Nazis committed against Jews. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, hurricane preparedness week is coming up May 5th through the 11th, which kicks off a hurricane season that some forecasts predict will be an extremely active one. Joining us today is Cheryl Nelson. She's a FEMA disaster preparedness instructor and certified broadcast meteorologist. She's also the founder of PrepareWithShare.com. That's share.com, not to be confused with I Got You, Babe, Share. This is her, Cheryl. So PrepareWithShare.com. And she's here to share tips for getting ready for hurricane season. Cheryl Nelson, we got you, babe, if I can say that. Excuse me.
Love that intro. Thanks for having me, Bill.
Well, I said that, and sometimes what happens, things come out in such a way they're kind of spontaneous, and then part of me says, I hope that does not offend her.
Oh,
well, thank
not
you for
at all.
Having
no,
a sense
no,
of humor.
No. Yes. Yeah, of course.
But I love it. But, you know, see, people are going to remember share.com, right? Prepare with share.com, because we did that little I got you, babe, kind of thing, right?
They will, and it's spelled the same way, too, so it's perfect. Yeah.
Well, there it is. Hey, we'll put you up in lights, and we'll see you. We'll see you in Vegas to a capacity crowd. Why not get you far away from some hurricanes for a little bit, anyway? So, okay, let's get serious here and talk about being prepared, for hurricanes and why it's more important than ever this year.
Yes, look at the news. Oh my goodness, recent flooding, tornadoes, wildfires across the country. And as a FEMA instructor, I train first responders who are busier than ever. And with climate change, Bill, it's not a matter of if, but when the next disaster will occur. And that's why I teamed up with Generac to encourage everyone to prepare for hurricane season, because it's forecast to be an active one.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a while, right? I mean, hurricanes have come, and I'm here on the East Coast in Florida, and so, what happens every year, and it's been seemingly kind of quiet, but it's like one of those ones where you think, okay, any time now, right?
That's the thing. It only takes one. I mean, if it's an Irma in Florida, if it's a Harvey
exactly.
in Texas, if it's a Sandy in the Northeast, it takes one storm. And FEMA has several tips for preparing. And I want to talk about those. The first thing is to make a plan, to Talk with your family now. Write down important phone numbers. Build a disaster kit. You want at least 3 days, but ideally 2 weeks of supplies, non-perishable food, water, medication, flashlight, battery, first aid kit, and more. Save important documents now to a flash drive or in the cloud. Fill up your gas tank in advance of a storm. Listen to the news, and if you have to evacuate, be ready to do so with pets. Now, if you stay at home, it's critical to prepare for power outages now instead of waiting for a storm to knock at your door. Having a Generac generator to power a home can be a lifesaver.
Exactly. These are great tips here, and you went through them pretty quick, and I hope everybody was taking notes. So if they happen to miss something, is there a website that they can go to, make sure that they are prepared with these great tips you just shared with us, Sharon?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked, because my website, preparewithshare.com, has a whole page about preparing for hurricanes and natural disasters. So that's certainly somewhere they can go.
Exactly. All right. So, again, that famous website that we're all going to be singing about now is preparewithshare.com. That's where you get, the full complement of all these tips and checklist. I'd say print it up, put it on your refrigerator, and just check off as you, make sure and double check that list for your plan. Right, Cheryl?
Absolutely. I love that. Okay. And, there's things that people can do now to prepare as well, because you have to think ahead and think about last year, Bill. There were 28 weather disasters in the United States, billion-dollar disasters, and $92 billion in damage was a result of this, which is a new record.
Wow.
So
mm-hmm.
with that comes power outages. And so what I'm telling people to do now is, if you can afford a generator, it makes sense to get one. And Generac home standby generators can power your entire home or essential appliances like HVACs, and they're permanently connected to the home's electrical system, so it starts automatically when the power is out. And home standby generators also provide peace of mind, which is huge during an outage, ensuring that your power stays on in the home, whether you're home or away.
So what else can homeowners do right now, Cheryl?
Yeah, so think about that. Think about getting that generator, because there are certainly advantages. Proactively planning for outages instead of simply reacting during an emergency is the best way to assure home and family preparedness during severe weather. So think about the items in your house that you really want to stay running. Things like maybe your refrigerator, your HVAC system, and backup power should be the cornerstone of every preparedness plan.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, we seem to take that for granted until it's too late, right? So you must heed this warning. Again, this is all about preparation. It's not a matter of if, it is when, isn't it?
It is, and it's human psychology. Everybody wants to say, oh, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it later. And I'm saying, during quiet weather times, that's when you really should be preparing and start thinking about your options. And speaking of options, Generac has different options. Maybe the home standby generator is not in your budget. So there's also portable generators, and both offer reliable sources of electricity to keep key systems running during an outage. And Generac offers several options designed to meet your specific needs and budget. And I have to mention this, too, is safety with portable generators. And the Generac GP6500 CO Sense automatically shuts off if carbon monoxide reaches dangerous levels, because you got to remember, portable generators like that one should always be operated outdoors, at least 20 feet away from the home's doors, windows, and vents. People often forget about that.
Well, we're talking with Cheryl Nelson. She's an instructor and meteorologist for FEMA's National Disaster Preparedness Training Center. The other thing you probably don't know about her is that she's been on Fox and Friends, Weather Channel, AccuWeather Network, CNBC, all these things. She's also a former Virginia State winner of the Miss America pageant. How funny is that?
It was wonderful to represent the state of Virginia. I really enjoyed that. And my platform was natural disaster preparedness, so it's something I've been passionate about as a meteorologist for a long time.
Well, excellent. Well, congratulations on a great career and also a heart to, help people be aware of, hurricane season and coming on the show. So regarding, again, with Generac, if people are interested in connecting with Generac, is there a website, or they do that all through your website?
Oh, there is a website, so Generac.com. It's super easy, or you can contact your local Generac dealer, and they can help you pick out what's best for you and your family.
And again, all these great ideas. I'll tell you, we've got about a minute left. I'm going to let you summarize again these key tips, you know, these FEMA tips that you shared with us earlier about making a plan on down.
Yes, yes. And so talk to your family. A lot of people don't talk or sit down at the dinner tables together anymore. This is, say, pick a night and say, okay, we're all going to talk about this. We're going to have a plan. Write down your important phone numbers. What if you can't charge your cell phone and you don't know any numbers? You don't know how to get a hold of your electric company or your gas company, because we all just Google it, right? And so
yeah,
you have
right.
to write those numbers down and then build that kit. And I always tell people, keep a disaster kit in your vehicle as well. That is huge. If you get stranded somewhere, you want to make sure you have items that you need. And a NOAA weather radio. I say everybody should have one of those.
Yes.
Those are especially important for tornado warnings, flash flood warnings, because both of these happen during hurricane season. And you can get those even without hurricane season. So you want to have those items. Save important documents on a flash drive in the cloud. Put them in a safe. Don't be scrambling. If you lose everything in your house and you don't have copies of birth certificates, license, whatnot, passports, what are you going to do?
Yes.
So that's important. And then, of course, the generator. Look at Generac generators and figure out what's best for you and your needs, because being without power, it can be hours, days, weeks, or even longer.
You know, it's been a while since anybody said NOAA weather radio. People, you know, it might be a new term for them because everybody's been relying so much on their mobile devices. You know, so explain real quick here NOAA weather radio, what they should look for, and why these are excellent instruments to have in your disaster kit.
Oh, my gosh, yes. So they have portable ones that you can take with you if you're camping, if you're on the road, golf course, what have you. And then there's also ones that you plug in at home. And these are on a different frequency than cell phones. And they are right to the National Weather Service. You can hear your forecast over and over.
Well, it's been our pleasure to have Cheryl Nelson with us on Hurricane Preparedness Week, which starts May 5th, goes through the 11th. FEMA Disaster Preparedness Instructor and Meteorologist. And for more information, you can check out her website, preparewithcher.com. Thank you, Cheryl. Take care.
Thanks, Bill. You too.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine2bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
We're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Talking to us from Jerusalem is Flor Hassan Nehum. She's the deputy mayor of Jerusalem. She is an Israeli politician, media expert, and policy maker. She is a barrister and the only British politician in Israel, hosts her own popular show, The Quad, and is bilingual in English and Spanish. Before we go back and talk about what's going on in the Gaza specifically, Flor, if you could address, here in America, we are memorializing and remembering the holidays, the Holocaust Days of Remembrance, which goes through the 12th of this month.
Well, yesterday was our Holocaust Remembrance Day here, and it's just so poignant and so sad that we are commemorating Jews that were incinerated in gas chambers 75, 76, 77 years ago, and 7.5 months ago, Jews in their own country here in Israel were also incinerated, and this time in their own homes, in the most brutal fashion. You can't compare anything to the Holocaust, because the Holocaust, the scale of the Holocaust is something nothing can compare. The word genocide was created to describe the atrocities of the Holocaust, but, Bill, in brutality, we got a taste of the Holocaust 7.5 months ago.
Well, the thing is, we have kids here in America's universities that say, oh, it's a narrative. They don't want to believe it. They haven't been educated on the Holocaust. But yet there's footage of October the 7th where babies were put in ovens. And that was symbolic of, you know, the horror of the Holocaust that we said would never happen again, right?
Absolutely. I mean, that's just one of the most horrendous examples, but there are so many, and we don't have to talk about all of them here because they really are horrendous. We never thought we'd see that in the modern, in 2023, 2024. We never thought that in our own country that we've built through blood, sweat, and tears,
exactly,
we would see these brutal scenes against Jews, the worst atrocities against Jews since the Holocaust. And it's just, honestly, I wake up some mornings and I still can't believe this happened. And it just feels like nobody's learned anything, because those dead were not even cold in their graves when these American, you know, and foreign elements in university campuses were ruining and trespassing vigils to commemorate the dead, and they were blaming Israel for the worst atrocities against the Jews since the Holocaust. So these people have been completely indoctrinated. by this crazy woke left-wing ideology, anti-Semitic ideology that has crept right. in to the United States, which is not going to just erode the safety of the Jewish community. It's going to erode the values and the principles in America, because if these are the kids in college today, what on earth does that say for the future leaders of your country?
Yeah, without a doubt, it is a scary thought, Fleur, because here, you know, I grew up, my father served in World War II, my brothers and I served during Vietnam. We believe in the Constitution, we believe in liberty, and liberty for all, and to witness what we're witnessing right now in the college universities, where ignorance is allowed to prevail, and really these kids have been indoctrinated to such a degree. I mean, here, these top universities, and they've been rendered, for lack of a better word, they've been rendered stupid in the process.
Well, Bill, they're burning American flags, and they're not going to be, these kids are not going to be keeping or swearing to any type of loyalty to your own country. Right. And God forbid you guys have to be in a war. Who are you going to recruit? Who's going to fight the way you fought in Vietnam?
Exactly.
None of these kids, they've been taught to hate their country. They've been taught that despite the liberties and the opportunities of the American dream that America, as an incredible superpower, offers them, they've been taught that you are the worst empire in the world. And that goes hand in hand with what the Iranians propagate and Islamic fundamentalists propagate, that Israel is small Satan and America's big Satan.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, is that look at what you see happening in Israel could be very well here already. There are reports from our own FBI that there are at least 20 encampments of Hezbollah within the United States. Our FBI director said that we are on red alert right now. And as you mentioned, you've got people who do not hold the same values of loyalty to this country, and then add to it another 7 to 10 million migrants who've come in that are beholden to the cartels at the gate before they come into America. I mean, we're setting ourselves up here, Flora.
I agree with you, and I think that your country has to do a deep dive into these problems that, you know, as we always say, it starts with the Jews, it never finishes, it never ends with the Jews. Mm-hmm. And when a country turns against its own Jewish communities, who are the bedrock of their society, Jews are loyal to the country in which they live. They're productive in the country in which they live. They're the biggest American patriots I know are Jewish people.
Right.
And so when you have foreign elements who are taught or believe already that they're in a country that is evil, like they've been taught, first of all, they shouldn't be there. So all those people should be, the ones that are immigrants who don't believe in the American values of America, should go home or be deported. The students on student visas
from
these countries who leave their countries for better opportunities and then take advantage of your country and turn against your country in order to change the world order in your country.
Exactly.
These people shouldn't be in your country. You're basically allowing a fifth column to bloom then.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, it's not only just the kids that have come from the Middle East, as you say, that have been indoctrinated from birth. I mean, this is thousands of years of history and indoctrination that has taken place. But if you don't study history, then you're doomed to repeat it. And this is what's going on here in America today. But it's not just the students. We've got professors who have come in.
Well, the professors are the clergy of this warped, woke ideology. They're the clergy.
Yes.
They're the ones who start. And then, you know, what nobody talks about, which they should be talking about, is, you know, Qatar and other foreign elements have literally bought out these universities.
Mm, yes.
And so are there no red lines of who they will take money from? This is how it started.
Exactly. Well, and Qatar, how can you trust Qatar? Qatar's working on both sides. You can't trust them.
Qatar are both the arsonists and the fake firefighters.
Exactly.
You cannot trust them. They are the state sponsors of Al Jazeera, who I have renamed Goebbels TV after the Nazi propagandist that got the Germans to the point that they were all happily killing Jews. Mm-hmm. And this is what Al Jazeera is. And Al Jazeera has been acting freely without being a news organization. I mean, if you are a propaganda organization, then then that's what you should be defined as. And they are a propaganda organization.
Right.
But they are classified as a press organization and have all the freedoms, have all the freedoms and none of the balance. And I'm very happy to say that in my own country, last week, we passed a law to close down Al Jazeera in Israel because all that they're doing is being the propaganda to Iran and Qatar and to Islamic jihadist fundamentalism.
Flora, let's talk about Iran. Benjamin Netanyahu and the Israelis went after Iran. They finally said enough. I think they made quite the statement here. What was it, a week and a half ago, right? Yeah.
It was, I think, three Saturday nights ago that Iran attacked us after a few days earlier, Israel had killed some very senior Iranian terrorists that planning an attack against Israel. It was a surgical strike. Only the five terrorists were killed.
Right.
And then Iran retaliated by sending 350 rockets. But what happened, Bill, was that their pants were pulled down. A, because there was hardly any damage at all. I mean, they went to really hurt Israel. 350 missiles, imagine, ballistic included. But, you know, thanks to the United States and the most incredible turn of events, Jordanian Air Force also helped protect Israel. And so did Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. So not only did they fail to create any type of significant damage to Israel, they also managed to take the Sunni moderate countries that understand the dangers of Iran and their Shiite fundamentalist ideology, and they turned the Middle East into a different Middle East that night by having Arab countries for the first time ever fight on the side of the United States and Israel.
Exactly. And I know that this is a very sensitive topic. Here in the West, we're very critical of Antony Blinken and the president interfering, I say meddling, with Israel's war policies and their strategy. My prayer continues to be for Benjamin Netanyahu and those in the IDF that they would hold the ground. They know what they need to protect. And I apologize. I'm sorry that we have a president that's that meddles. And unfortunately, his history and lack of success has been quite evident in over 50 years.
And I don't want to comment on your own internal politics. I'm not Chuck Schumer. What I will say is that the United States has come through for Israel in terms of military aid. And I understand that in an election year, everything is sensitive and everybody's worried about their own political, you know, objectives. I get that. But I think it's counterproductive, ultimately, because if the world hadn't tied our hands 2 months ago when we wanted to go into Rafah, we might already have had a hostage deal. And we might already have finished this whole thing.
Exactly. Flor Hassan Nahum has been our guest, the deputy mayor of Jerusalem, talking to us from Jerusalem. Flora, I'm looking forward to continuing on this conversation. Love having you on the show. Look forward to having you back. And I promise I'll try not to put you into a political corner.
I'm a politician. I'm used to it. I look forward to being back on your show and maybe one day even hosting you in Jerusalem.
You're on. I'll tell you, I'd love to come back. Take care. God bless. Alrighty. Bye-bye.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a